Share number 62. Chavis Halavavish Shabitachim Perak Dalid is talking about practical bitachin when it comes to a person's assets. And he says, Ulupamim Mefarnis Habar ibn Yodim Rabim Aide Odim Echad. There are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for many people through one person. Why is that? Kedei Lahavchin Aide Kach Im Odim Ze Oivres Alikim Imamra Isai. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to determine if this provider is someone who serves Hashem, follows Hashem's will, or someone who rebels against Him. V'abayri oisele es hadover hazel imtsoi nisoyin, v'emtsoi pitui chazok b'yoyser. Very strong lashon the Chayvus Halavavus is using. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this as an emtsoi nisoyin. This is a test for Him. And this is also something that's very, very, very big pitui. It's very enticing. It's very seducing. It's a very big nisayan for the person. Will he use his parnasa to do what Hashem wants him to do? Or will he fall prey to the Etzahara who says, keep as much as you can for yourself? It's like a king who provides for his army and for his servants. And all the officers and the advisors and the rulers over different areas. Around them, they have all of their avadim and their shamashim, Nishayim, their wives, Kreveim, their relatives. Uchidei Lefarnes is called Hakitis Halalu Amistayfim Sivivam. He Mishtadlim Lechazer Achare Emtsoim Shefer Litzpra Yadam Hoin. Mibli Ledaktekim Emtsoi Elohim Hagunim Eloi. So there's a few Nisayinas here that a person, and the Chavis Havav is going to go through it, Barichos, but there's a few Nisayinas that a person has. The first nisayin we said, if he's going to use the money properly. Then there's the second nisayin. He has so many people dependent on him. He has so many people that Hashem has chosen him to feed. So he feels the achrayis that he has to go and earn as much as possible to provide for them. However, sometimes he's not being medaktik, he's not careful to see if what he's doing, the avenues he's using, are actually proper or not. And this person, who is being mefarnes other people, imhu tipish, if he's a fool, who toya b'shloisha dvarim, says the Chavis Halavavis, he's making a mistake, he could make a mistake in three things. Toys achasi, what's the first mistake? Shulekeach esahayin, shahabayri gazer shikach esayim. He's making a mistake here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made him in charge of providing for many different people. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed that he's supposed to get a certain amount of money for his own usage and to give to others. And instead, Bidrachim Megunim V'Roim, he's getting that amount of money, but he's doing it in illegal ways. And he doesn't really say illegal, he says Megunim, shameful, V'Roim, bad. They're not in the proper ways. And if he would have looked and tried to earn the money in proper ways, again, the same way we understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu has decided how much a person is going to make for himself, Kadosh Baruch Hu has decided how much a person needs to provide for others, and he'll get it even if he uses legal and proper ways of earning that money. And then, if he would have gone the proper way, he would have got the money, and he would have fulfilled the chayvos that the Torah put on him. So he would have good in this world, besides for good in Olam Haba, because he's using the money properly for what Hashem wanted him to do, give tzedakah, support others, chesed, all the schosim. And he would be lacking nothing from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed on him. And yet, instead, he's looking for ways that are not hogun to get the money that Hashem has already decreed. The man's a fool. What's the second mistake, says the Chayv HaSalavavitz? Sometimes he makes a mistake and he thinks that anything he has earned is really for his own personal use and parnasa. And therefore he's stingy to give any little bit to someone. And the Chayv HaSalavavitz clarifies something here. And he says, this person does not understand that a person's parnasa can be divided into three portions. Chelak echadu parnasas mechiosai hanitenes loy l'shem kalkolos gufei bovad. That's a person's own sustenance given to him to sustain only him, his body. Uparnasa zu muftachas hi melekim l'chol nivra sheberuach chayim atzayf yomov. Says the Chayv HaSalavavitz, this parnasa is assured, is muftach by Hashem to every creation in the world. Atzayf yomov, every creation that has life, atzayf yomov, that if Hashem created you, He will provide enough for you to be able to live. That's a haftacha. It's muftach. That's the first chelik. V'chelik hashenihu, what's the second portion of a person's parnasa? HaParnasa nitenes loy l'tzarech miyachiyasam shel acherim. What's given to you to provide for others? Who are those others? Dahainu ishtai, his wife, bana, vavada, misharsav, chayaitzabhem, the people in his vicinity who are dependent on him. UParnasa zu ein hi muftachas me'alikim l'chol abruim. Hashem does not promise that He will give you enough parnasa to feed your family. You'll have enough parnasa for yourself. But you having parnasa for them, that's not muftach. V'initenes rak liyachidei skula. It's only given to specific people, k'sheyesh sibos miuchados l'kach, when there's special reasons, hagluyos v'yaduos l'Hashem yisbarach. Now it's interesting, because ishtay uvanav, they have the same haftacha for themselves, that they will have some parnasa, that they'll have food and be able to live. But that the father, the husband, should be their provider, that's lav davka muftach. That's a special thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to give to a person. Uparnasa zuhi arois, it's temporary. Lepamim hi mitzuyu la'adam, sometimes you have it. Pamim hi loy mitzuyu loy. Behetim l'mashe mechayiv mahalach mishpate aboyre hamavusa malchese vadin. Dependent on Hashem's judgment, which is foundation and chesed and din, he decides if at this time you have enough to provide or you don't have enough to provide. So that's the second chelik of a person's parnasa. V'chelik ha'shlishi hu, parnasa shi begeder hain. That's wealth. Klaima rechush shein ladam te'alis bay. You don't need it, the family doesn't need it, it's more. V'shoymer ul alavu metapeach ha'isai. That a person guards and is very busy with it. Adar sheyerish ha'isai la'acherim. Either he'll eventually inherit it to others. The fool thinks that everything he has, even the rechush, even the hain, everything he has is all for his own personal usage, like in the first chelek. So therefore he's busy trying to get it and he's working hard for it, and he doesn't even think for a moment that not only is the pshat that it's not for him personally and might not even be for his family, it's possible he's amassing this wealth for someone who's going to be his wife's second husband after he passes away. Someone will kill him and take his money. Maybe his greatest enemy will end up with his money. So if a person gets too involved with his parnasa, with his rechush, with its hain, thinking that this is all personally for me, like it says numerous times in Kehelis, that we see this often, a person works very hard and he's not nana from the money. It's only the fool that thinks that. A person has the proper perspective and the Matanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, he won't come to these mistakes, and we'll continue Be'ez Hashem with the third mistake in the next year.